Ready to play? So whose side are these legislators on? Big Tobacco's or our kids' side? Now it's up to our Senate to do the right thing by raising the cigarette tax by a dollar per pack. Side with our kids, not Big Tobacco.
Just look what money will buy. Negative TV ads attacking George Nethercutt. Ads run by U.S. term limits. Why the secret donors? Why is this group from back east telling us what to think in Eastern Washington? Call U.S. Term Limits. Ask them why.
Jobs and opportunity are vital to New Mexico's economy and crucial to New Mexico's future. Call Congressman Redmond. Tell him to keep fighting for New Mexico jobs.
A woman's right to choose is a fundamental freedom at risk. And to keep that freedom, we need pro-choice leadership in the Senate.
Our state is a healthy place for families. The future is looking bright.
So you want to vote for a Democrat who can send Senator George Allen packing and stand up to George Bush? Well, there's Jim Webb, a combat Marine in Vietnam who spoke out against the war in Iraq from the start. Or there's Harris Miller, a corporate lobbyist who gave thousands to Republicans and was silent on the war. Governor Mark Warner calls Jim Webb a great Virginia Democrat.
Your private conversations, your personal decisions. He worked to overturn Roe v. Wade to allow government intrusion in the most personal health decisions.
We're looking for you, uninsured Vermonter number 41, and you too, number 303, and we didn't forget you, number 4,506. We're looking for all 61,143 of our neighbors without health insurance.
We need comprehensive legislation to regulate tobacco, like all other drugs. Because each day, 3,000 kids become regular smokers as the death toll continues to rise.
In this vast universe of ours, we know of no other place so hospitable to life in its infinite variety. But today, climate change poses a clear and present danger. The time for leadership and meaningful initiatives is now. It's report card time. And South Dakota's teachers give Senator Tim Johnson an A on education because Tim's votes in Washington are strengthening schools in South Dakota. But John Thune just doesn't make the grade. That's a failing report card we just can't accept.